The Communications Minister, Senator Stephen Conroy, says the dramatic restructures at both Fairfax Media and News Limited in recent days marks the beginning of the end for hard copy editions of traditional newspapers. Some people certainly see old-fashioned newspapers as being on not much more than life support. And Senator Conroy has again expressed his concerns about Gina Rinehart's bid for editorial influence at Fairfax Media. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Pete, good morning. The Minister, Stephen Conroy, believes events are unfolding very quickly. What does he put that down to?
Well, Tony, like many Australians, Senator Conroy appears a bit sad and quite concerned that traditional newspapers that have been part of our lives are on the verge of disappearing. But like Fairfax and News Limited to a lesser extent, Senator Conroy is confronting the reality that's been with us for years. The classified ads or those rivers of gold that have sustained print for generations are gone. The name of the game now is, of course, Google, Carsales, Seek.com. So newspapers around the world are either closing or going online behind paywalls. And this morning, Senator Conroy put a time frame on the survival of weekday printed newspapers.
The print newspaper is under enormous pressure, and what you're seeing here is possibly the beginning of the end for the print newspaper, which is a very sad day. The history of the print newspaper is very, very venerable. It plays a vital role in democracy. I wouldn't be putting money betting that there'll be print newspapers during the week in 5 years' time. So there's a very tough time in the media sector at the moment.
The Communications Minister, Senator Stephen Conroy, speaking on Channel 9. Peter, these events with restructuring at Fairfax and News, they sort of mask in a way the other great newspaper story, and that is Gina Rinehart's interest in Fairfax.
That's right, and Gina Rinehart owns almost 19% of Fairfax, and she's just below the level where she has to make a full takeover bid that would come in at 19.9%. Of course, she is entitled to do this like anyone, but Senator Conroy said it would be very bad if Mrs. Rinehart was buying in with the intent of interfering with editorial content at Fairfax, and already the Fairfax board has said it won't be bullied on the front of any interference. And Senator Conroy went as far as saying that this could be a disaster, and he once again urged Mrs. Rinehart to sign Fairfax's Charter of Editorial Independence.
I think the readership of Fairfax, the Sydney Morning Herald, the Age, would be in crisis if any editor, any owner, was using a paper to promote their own overall commercial interests. This would be a disaster. I would urge Ms. Rinehart, sign the Charter of Independence, accept that the Fairfax newspapers are not there to be a cheer squad for your own commercial interests, and that you have an interest in promoting diversity and freedom of expression inside your own organisations.
Stephen Conroy again. Peter, I wanted to ask you something about Foxtel. It's quite significant, I guess. News Limited wants to buy James Packer's share of the pay TV company Foxtel. Explain what's going on there.
Well, this $2 billion deal would take the Packer family out of Foxtel and Fox Sports and give News Limited a 50% stake in Foxtel, with the other half held by Telstra. Now, the competition regulator has begun a standard review of the proposal and will take submissions as part of the public interest test, and the result on this will be out on August the 2nd. Now, this deal, if it goes through, marks the end of the Packer family's media interests, and it seems the ghost of Kerry Packer might well be rumbling at the prospect that he's selling to Rupert Murdoch after generations of cutthroat rivalry in Australia's media business, which is changing before the eyes of media moguls and, of course, our eyes as well.
You can only guess what he's saying. Peter Ryan, thank you very much.